Because I'm trying to play. Parshi Shavuot is Gimatria Vesruach Tuma Avim Ra'oret. Everyone knows these weeks where you read about Yitzias Mitzrayim are Mesugal that every person go out of his own Pnimius Dikur goals. And Bifrat that the 5 out of the 6 weeks of Shavuot are connected to the month of Shvat. Starting from this week, Shabbos Mevorchim, Kiyadua, Tzadikim, rejoice. The long, dreary nights of Teves are finished, Shevet Don, which is Chashkus, negativity. And we're now about to start the Shomrei Borchim Tarim, Sim Shalom Teve Bracha, other good Teves of the month of Shvat. And there's a connection between, actually, it says in Sforim that the Vilnius Rebbe brings. The Habas Yisrael, Eretz Mitzrayim is taka begimatria shvat shoivim. In other words, the leumazeh of the ervas haoretz of the tumah of Mitzrayim is dafka in the month connected to the month of shvat and shoivim, and they both have a common denominator. I'm not going to be myrich. At the time, I'm connected to the parsha. I don't think I have the time. One of the kudrets at the tzforim of the month of shvat. Because the Beis Yisrael brings from his father the Emes, whenever the Torah tells you a specific date, is a charaya that it's an Indian which is a nitzchi, and it's a zman sugu the thing to repeat itself. Ashal Kein Shvat is one of the few places the Torah gives you a date. Eila Hadvorim Asher Diber Moshe Ba'ashdi Asher Chodesh Be'achad LaChodesh. This is the Iker Torah Shaval Peh who started from Rosh Chodesh Shvat. And there's all kinds of, you know, I'm not going to drive you crazy. All there's 100 remos inside in the mazel of Chodesh Shvat is Dli, which is to be the Shaftamayim Besosin from the Be'er of Torah. And who is the tribe of Shevet, who is the Shevet of Chodesh Shvat? No? Osher, V'toivel B'Shem and Ragloi, V'Osher Shmein Ulachmoi, Shmein Oizet Mishnah. Chazal say that the Osher stands at the Pesach of Gehenim and schleps on anyone who learns Mishnayis, and there's a ribui in the Hamer Yemirena Vayhu, the Tziruf, there's a ribui Ramosim and Gimatrius and Gershon David, Sophie Davis, which all connected to Torah. Shvat is a month of Torah. Just trust me. In Shoivavim, it's brought in Sforam Akdoshim that even though in previous generations people were more robust, used to fast, hold every day in Shoivavim. I think it's typed in, it says the Iker Tikkun Shoivavim is Dafka through Haravandia in Torah. I'm going to try to explain this a bit. First of all, it's a Shmira, there's no greater Shmira like Torah. The Rambam famously in the end of Hilchos Yisurei Biya says, read the Loshen, right? Therefore, Yifna Atzmi Mashafti L'Divrei Torah V'Yarchiv Daitoi B'Chochmo. It's another expression, we'll soon see why. She'ein Machsheves Arayis Mizgabris Ela B'Lev Padim Rachoch. Expression in English, they say nature abhors the vacuum. In a lev, which is empty from Chochmo, there you have all the worms come out of the, all the cockroaches come out of the woodwork. And therefore, Chazal say, Barosi Yitzhara, Barosi Torah Tavlin. And in Zohar HaKadosh, it says, person wants to get rid of all kind of yerhurim. Best way, there's no better way than Torah. In fact, in Ovis Rav Dostin explains it even deeper. It's a statement from Chinas Skana Kahanamimir, Shakol Shinoising Divrei Torah al Liboy, Mivatalimen, Huri Cherev, Huri Roy, Huri Shtus, Huri Shtus, Huri Yitzhara, Huri Ashes Isha, Huri Tvarim Batalim, Huri Obasim Adam. All type of negative thoughts. Ruchni is Begashmi, is taken away, right, etc. And the Sforim are medayik in Avos Rav Nosson. It says, "Inshallah, kol shenoisin divrei Torah alibi." Losing divrei Torah alibi. And the Rambam said, "What was the Rambam? She'ein machsheves arayis mizgabris ella b'lev haponim rachoch." The Chura, one would think that. Chochma is something which is cerebral. The place of Chochma L'chura should be in your brain cells. Yeah? The Talmud says, Dait, again, Libui. And therefore, hello, the Tzaddik Sforim, the extra expression of the Rambam, it doesn't just say machshavti. He says the Loshen v'yarchiv. The Rambam says Loshen. So it's brought in the psicha of the Leyam Begodim. The Kavone is not just learning, but limud be'iun livud with horavanya, with horav. And the Leyam Begodim says that's patent pulsing. Naftule likim niftalti imachoisi gam yacholti. Everyone knows the Gemara says in Kiddushin. Just like your sister is forbidden to you. In other words, the bitter v'lib and hilchasa that a person comes through haravanya to a klorkeit and halacha. Therefore, the pasuk says, naftule elikim niftalti. How does one naftule v'loshem tefillah, which means to attach? How does one dovuk in the Eibishter im achoisi davka the dveikus Hashem naftule elikim niftalti is a machoisi through the haravanya in Torah? And then the gabi acholti, as the Gemara says in Pogo Chamanu Vuzeh, mushchil besmedreshim evidently. How do you destroy the Torah davka haravanya in Torah? In other words, it's not enough. Tiyuk here. It's not enough to learn. And it's not enough to learn even academically in your mind, but it has to be something which is on your heart. And the raya that is in your heart is that a person horrors this over it. The MS I've said many times, there's a famous Ritzadik in Kovitz HaMincha, a klal gov, that we speak numerous places, say in Pesukim Tanakh, say in Chazal, all over the place, that Torah is the best shmira for a person. Says something like a chal, Torah is only a shmira when a person learns Torah with arevas and mesivos. And Rav Shor as well, says that fiza avor. The pasuk charges the chukuyzay. Pasuk says this vado is avoyinam vet avoyin avoyzom. B'mal asher moalubi va'af asher holchu imi bekeri. Says the holy chum sofer. We all know what was the siba of goats. Why did he even go into goats? The Gemara in the Dorim that Pe'alu says. Actually, holchuba, actually baruchuba Torah tchil. The chesaron was didn't make a bracha on it. They were mechaviv the Torah, mechashiv the Torah. Which bracha were they with the three brachas of Torah we say every day? So the degel brings the parish of b'shalach b'shem mizayin to the holy Moshem that the bracha that was missing that because of this necher v'horetz was the bracha of a harizno. A person could learn Torah and harven Torah. Obersafeltim in the Harev, no. The Torah says, Miloshan Arevus, the Geshmak, the Ava, the Tainu, the pleasure, the Noyam, the Sikus, Yedidus of Torah. Then for that, the Beis HaMikdash was Chorv. Says the Holy Chsim Soifer, the Gemara says in Brachis that a person is Nenem and Oil Mazeh, Bole Bracha, Ki Ilu Moal. So he teaches that Pshat and Postav. They can be a Mi'ila in Torah. A person learns Torah. And academically, he benefits Torah. But he doesn't have the geshmak in Torah, right? That's in Bukhuk. Where do we learn Shalei Baruch Hu Torah? Shalei Holchubo. Which is the opposite of what in Bukhukoisai? Teilechu. That he goes, Michael Choyel, says Rashi, what's a Teilechu? Shetu Amelim Torah. So Yid is not Ashaloi Holchubo. Sefeltim Amelis Bat Torah. Says, why is it missing a person Amelis Bat Torah? Shalei Baruch Hu Torah Tchil. In other words, the haravanya in Torah is inextricably linked. You can't have one without the other. If a person has a geshmak in learning Torah, then I'll have haravanya in Torah. And if a person doesn't have haravanya in Torah, right, then he won't have a geshmak in Torah. You won't know what it is. The emes is everyone knows the Gemara Chagiga Daf Tes. The Gemara says the pasuk of Malachi, v'shaftim v'risim ben tzaddik l'rosha ben oyved l'ikim l'sher lo yavol. Right? They come, Mashiach times, you'll be able to discern the difference in a tzaddik and a rasha. See someone who serves the Rebbeinu Shalom, Mashiach lo yavol. Fact, the obvious glaring question, you're not going to be a genius to work it out. Hainu tzaddik, hainu oyved l'ikim, hainu rasha, hainu lo yavol. The same thing. Says the Gemara, Travayu Tzaddiki Gemir. There's a Tzaddik in a Rosh, one difference. Then there's the Oyvind Olikim Lashal Yavod. Travayu Tzaddikim Gemur. Complete, utter, totally, upgehit, Tzbachavati Vermais. Right? Aber ein doyme shoyne pirke may above the may above vach. You told us at the trial like 100 times, 101 times, right? You can't compare someone who learns Torah, repeats his learning 100 times to a person who learns. So because one time he learned the Gemara 100 times, and he didn't learn 101, you call them loy avode. It says we're in sale the mad mishuk shel chamor. If you hire a donkey, a taxi, and a donkey. If you go 10 miles, which was the regils, you take 10 mile journeys, you pay one zuz. 11 miles, you went over the norm, the limit, right? You already pay 11. Right? 11, you already pay zuz, right? Is the one extra mile that you're going, you gotta already pay double. The Alter Rebbe in Tanya Perek Tezvot, today's Alter Rebbe's Yorter, the Alter Rebbe explains a Moyudikavort. Says the derech of, in the olden days of Gemara, when Torah Sheval Peh was Takah Sheval Peh, when it was written, in order to retain, to memorize something, the derech in yeshivas was to learn everything 100 times. So the regil is that everyone knew, if you wanted to learn, you don't want to be a batlan, you don't want to be a psa, whatever. So therefore, you learn everything 100 times. So a person, it's a very, very deep word, a person does prop. We're talking about Travayot Tzadik Gemir, the Pashat Tzadik, right? The Alter Rebbe in Tanya explains actually in context, he's talking about the Tzadik and a Rosh, and there's a Beinoni. A Beinoni, according to Alter Rebbe, not like the simple Pshat, right? Is a person who didn't sin and never will sin, and he's upgefrek from sin, he's upgehit machshava dibur ma'isa, perfect in practice. So, how could a person be avodai and loy avodai in the category of Beinoni? So there are certain people who have azatev, azaregils. So things come easy to them. Some people have a different, everyone has their own personal yetzaros. Every time I meet a person, and I talk to people, everyone seems to think they particularly have the biggest yetzaros in the world. All of us got unique individual yetzaros, right? So there's two ways of dealing with it. There's a person who lives within his comfort zone. He likes this mitzvah, he doesn't like that mitzvah. He likes this mitzvah, he doesn't like that mitzvah. So he's operating within his comfort zone, and he chazes over and over, and he, you know, whatever. But to go into an area which is beyond him, it's like, I stopped learning zvoch. I never learned kachrim before, right? I remember the first time I was learning kachrim, right? It's like a new world. So you hoard of it, you learn to break the code, and you figure out how it works. Well, what's the logic, how things work. But every one of us have our comfort zones. The Rebbe says a person who lives within his comfort zone. The Zayin is Chazal call him a tzaddik. He's upgehit. He does everything right, but he hasn't worked on his basic character. He's a firm elch yid. You can sit him in shul in the mizrachim. Sheni, right? Aber he's called loy avodim. Not that I wouldn't say it, but in other places it says miloshin oiris havodim. To take a raw hide and to turn it into klaf. You have to tan it, you have to work it out. In other words, a person could have all the appearances of a geshmaki yid, a frumi yid, an elchi, or he hasn't worked out his basic character, he's in the gather of Le'avodah. He's like a horror, he's a betel. The story told, a chassid once took his einikel to the Talmud Tzedek. And he said, Rebbe, he's requesting a bracha for zikor. So he recognizes that if his grandson will have a good zikorn, that everything he hears and sees by the Rebbe, Zvishn El Chiyidin, he'll always remember, and that will help him. That b'meila, if he has a good zikorn, he'll be b'meila Yerushalmai. The Tzemach Tzedek was not happy with that Oishbrach, very. He says, for 50 years, for Yoyivul Shonim, my Zayda, and my Shver, and myself, we've heard it, that Chassidim should be Yerushalmayim, not b'derech b'meila. The idea of a derech memeila chosim, even if it's the Eibush that created you by nature, that's not what it's about. Yiddishkeit is all about the horavani. And therefore, the Rav Shor says a moiritik of orta. The derech is 100 times. You know, when the Chazal say that the Yitzhahara, the Sotan, how does he cap a person? Hayoim Oimer Le'a say, Kach, all the Muslims for him say, Pe'echon. He doesn't tell you go, he tells you do a mitzvah, but with the wrong mahalach, the wrong. So he says, a Muriti Gavort, a Molek doesn't mind if you learn Torah. Sit and learn Torah. or to go against your regilus in Torah, right? To get the heart of it in Torah, to break yourself. So Rosh says, that's why Amolek's Lutrigun or Melkuf. Horror of it 100 times. Over not the 101 times the Gemara describes in Megillah. To go that extra step, to cross that line, to go deeper, that Amolek doesn't allow. So that's it. Amolek's Avoid is Asher Kor Chabaderech. Everything is Derech Mikra. It's about that Ibri Yevin Kai Tatsimus Lev, right? And therefore it's Asher Korcho Miloshin Kriers. And then you could add, that's why it's Asher Korcho Miloshin Tumah. Because one leads to the other. When a person can't have a Shmir, the Shmir of Torah only comes through Haravanya, and Haravanya only comes through Gishmak, and when a person is cold to go the extra step, then he goes, Midechi El Dechi. Bifrat. That's what the Chasam Sofer says. Right? Then you lack. That's the nikra in Torah, right? And therefore the pasuk says you're moyul in the Eibush. You make the bracha on Torah, the harav of Torah, and therefore ultimately you come the telchu miker. Therefore, I've said many times. I said it's like one of my favorite. Dagolas Ashri writes in Eilam Metzias, a ma'aseh shehoyah. A fellow bought an object from another fellow, and he was under the impression it was bedil, tin. And he bought it from a goy. Reuven bought a chayfet from a goy, and it's tin. At this, he went and sold it on to Shimon. Shimon then examines it very carefully, and he sees it's takanat tin. It was covered over with tin, under is pure sterling silver. So the shayla is, he asked his rav, is so you know, he bought it for piasta, and really it's worth fortunes. Is he mechuyev to give it back to the seller, to the vendor? The goyos hashri paskin is not mechuyev, because he used that the vendor didn't know the real value. He was never queen of the chayvet from the goy. If he could take it, is the charaya, just as it's true in gashmis, say all the svarim chayish. Levin speaks about this in the Sichus Musar. A person who doesn't appreciate the value of Torah cannot be koin the Torah kinyan atzmi benafshi. It's only the bracha of the vahat. Chaim speaks about many rayas. That's why. What does the word vaharivna mean? The Torah said have a geshmak. The Sfas Emma says vaharivna miloshen taruvis. When is the Torah misariv arucha bakolu shmurin ramachivor zakidov? It's totally hobahodi to pshatim. When a person appreciates the gishmak in Torah, what is Torah, then the Torah is b'loshen taruvis, it mixes in the whole person. That's also cut, by the way, just in chinuch, everyone's tearing the hair out, how to raise decent, normal children in a while age. As the Gemara says there in the Dorim, that be'alev, sometimes a person doesn't pass on. And the Gemara has the same answer. If children don't hear, not that a person is Meshugana Kabbalist only, and he's just saying he goes to the Shir because sociologically everyone in his group goes to the Shir. But if he doesn't see that the father has a Geshmak, a Geshmak in Torah, then he's not going to pass on that. The Mesikas of Torah is vital. That's why it's Darshir Rishuma say, Neshama is Gimatria 395. Guf is Gimatria 89. What's the difference? Where's Rabbi Shabbat? Oh, what's the difference between 395 and 89? 306, which is Gimatria Dvash. You know what the Chavat Chaim famously brings? The Rosh, Shem Rabbeinu Yoyin, and Ketzel Mevorchim. Dvash has a Zach quality. Dvash 306. Yeah? So Dvash plus Guf is Gimatria Neshama. Chazal say Dvash has the quality, if the bee falls into Dvash, we'll soon discuss it at length. The dvash becomes assimilated, it becomes dissolved, and therefore it's the bee. I came back in from London at 4 o'clock in the morning. That's a mission, right? The bee becomes dissolved, and you can eat the whole dvash. In other words, whether you mevatel the goof, and the goof becomes an extension of your neshama, kedivri beis alevi, you do him. Kedivri daktomer to the shmeitzer, right? Dafka when a person is margish the mesikus of Torah. And therefore it's interesting also. Amelus is 546, which also gematria also. The idea of Amelus in Torah is connected to the Mesikus of Torah, as I said before. And therefore, in Tassant, the pasuk says, the whole churban was because Shalei Baruchu Batayra Tchilo. So what is the tikkun? The pasuk says, Ata Tokum Terachim Tzion. What's the gematria of Tokum? 546. Which is Tiskadol, which is Tiskadol. I always say this word. Besuich Yerushalayim, the middle letters of Yerushalayim, Reish, Vav, Shin, Lamed, Yud, which is also gematria of Mosul. When a person understands the Mesikas of Torah, he's Omul B'Torah. And this is the Sefer HaChaim of the Maral's brother brings Gemara's Rosh Tevis. Gavriel, Michal, Rafal, and Uriel. Okay? So the Mendel Shklover, one of the great Talmidim of the Gerol, says that's why Masnis and Gemara is Gematria of 4 times H. You have a Shmira from the Harum. When does Gemara help you? When there's a fire. I always tell the story. He once went to eat by someone. Was an So the right after davening, Rebbe davened very long. The Achsani invited the Rebbe to come in to eat pas shachris. The Gemara is mafleg the importance of eating breakfast pas shachris. The Rebbe says he doesn't eat pas shachris. You learn to buck Gemara after davening, right? So the Rebbe, the Gemara speaks of pas shachris. Just passes Gematria Talmud. So instead of learning whatever, he learns the black Gemara Talmud. So someone I can't remember where I saw it, some Santi said, so I ask you, go ask your local Orthodox rabbi, should you eat Pashachris or learn about Gimur? Right? Nothing wrong with eating Pashachris. Why by the Alter Rebbe he became Zatik from Pas the Gimashir Town? Yeah? And you gotta eat proper breakfast. Hello? Because how do you make Pas? You have Kemach and you have water and you have a bit of salt and a bit of yeast and a bit of this and a bit of that and the other thing. Right? Try eating that dough with all the necessary ingredients. Guess what? Not only won't become satiated, you'll get ill. It's only when you put the pas in the fire and you bake it, then the pas must be. You could have all the Gemara in the world. Right? And by the way, just Derech Agav, 4 times H, which is Masnis and Gemara, is also the Gematria one more than Toyu Boyu Choshechem Toyu, which is the foregoing, as we'll discuss. So I see on one hand, by the way, this answers of Kiveger's Akasha. Kiveger asked, the Gemara says, in the Dorim, the Pasuk says, Im Lebrisi Yoimim Velaila, Chukka Shemayim Varetz, Lisant. What is the Brisi, which the heaven is earth? The Gemara has two things. One is Brismila, right? And the other is the Bris of Toyu. So which one is it? Right? Kiveger asked another kasha. How could you say Imlei Brisi Yom V'Laila? Since when is Bris Mila Mitzvah Yom V'Laila? It's only by day. B'Yom Hashemim. Right? Zechariah. We're talking about not the actual physical Bris. We're talking about the Shmiras HaBris. We're talking about the Gedorim and Kedusha HaBris. Right? Therefore, it's Yom V'Laila. So the Gemara said you can't just say it's referring to Bris, the Bris Mila. Because how could a person keep Bris Mila? It's only because it's Torah. The Haravanya in Torah is the Shmira for everything else in the world. That's the way Rav Yisroel said that. You see, in the olden days, you learn Rishonim. Everything was very glut. Everything was Arashpa, Aramban. Everything was very simple. Then you take out later Achroim, Arkiv, Eger, Atzos, and Asim, Arabach, Berab, Shimon, like you got a headache. It's like Ramash is swimming. So normally Pshat is, the Rishonim was clawed, they were like people who could see. And the Achrayim were more like blind people, top of the vent to see which way is it there. Since the Iker Shmira, or the Iker light against the Chashkos HaGolos is dafka by Torah, so as the Golos became darker, the Eberish that the institute has to be more Haravanya, more pilpul in Torah, because that's the only antidote we have against the Yetzer. Tifigaret, just by the way, there's a famous idea which I've said in the past. Rafael Margolius brings this in Childhood of Judas, the Rogachovers coughs it in Tavs Benef, the Rebbe spoke many times about it. Just like this Bittel Torah, the Camus, there's a concept of Bittel Torah Be'ichus. There's Bittel Torah in quantity. Person sits around and stares at the wall or whatever, or watches television, or I don't know, stands on his head, right? Instead of learning, he's bittel Torah. But just like a person can mevatel Torah by just filling his cranium with shtus, a person could, he comes to shiurim, he learns every spare moment, right? But you can mevatel Torah in amkus of Torah, in quality of learning. famous raya at the beginning of Masechta Megillah, Mevatl and Talmud Torah leMikra Megillah. So the Beis Ephraim asked, obviously, why is it called Bittel Terbar? Where says it's Nakdama somewhere to Bikr Shmuel? I can't remember which Masechta, right? Why is it called Bittel Torah? Megillah is Esther, it's part of the Chavdal Kitzvei Kodesh, part of Torah Shemek South. Is the charaya to sit by, and this applies many times to a shir. Prince comes to a shir, you put your one leg on top of the other, and you sit and rabbi entertain. It's very nice. Right? But it's ain't a doima, a person coming to a shir and sitting to be entertained, to a person who's kreitzuch. The famous story which I said many times, Rebbe Bear once was killing himself over a rashba, days of haruvan, he couldn't make heads or tails. Suddenly, I think it was Rebbe Nachum Zembe he met, something, whatever. And he was a gana, a sharfa, a harif to come up. And he asked him this rashba, and on the spot he said three mahalchim and the rashba, one was shenad aliyah. And Rebbe Bear had a bit of chlishadat, Allah sara, he's a Rebbe Bear. Paul Muvik or Chai, Bibibara. And I think it was Rebbe Cutler, somebody, one of his Talmidim was there, told, he felt he sort of had chlishadat. He said, Rebbe, aber ein krenktuch the rashba, so he's the Rebbe. The ikar in life is not only to come up with the answer. The ikar in life is the cranking of the rush. That it should bother you. The haruvanya. And there's many, many rites. I'll give you just two examples. I have no time to elaborate. The Alter Rebbe writes in Shulchan Harav, there's a gefelig machmer on the ichzer of shikha satoy. And Chazal say, kol shikheyach dover echad mi mishnah. So it is whatever. Not so good. Not healthy. Right? Whatever their rights in Kutzachron. So a person will say, if I didn't learn it, but now that I learned it, I forgot it. I'll sit and play bingo. I'll sit and twiddle my thumbs. I'll sit and stare at the Levana. Right? Says now that a person who learned and forgot is Mala Olavakosov Ki'ilu Mishayev Enosh. A person who has the opportunity to go deeper in Horav in Torah and he doesn't. He's at a battle. He's sitting and learning, but he likes to chazer over the things over and over again. Or he goes to an easy shir where the rabbi entertains him and the shmak and then he takes out his art scroll and that gets all wonderful. But he doesn't want to reach the level that's some cranking out the horrible. That is not ki'ilu mischayiv and ma'alala makosu ki'ilu. The stak and mischayiv and actually ma'amish delta nebesis. There's a, I don't know, the chesed of Ram Azulay. The chidol zayda. He says, if I had the time, I would read you the Lashon. It's mamish mafhilin. A person who learns Torah. But he learns, like, you know, if he sits there with his armchair on Shabbos afternoon, you know, with a tea and a piece of cake. And a gate to a chasefer, you know, whatever. This is one of the great rabbis I've got who is, he doesn't want to write for him. Why don't write for him? They'll see him, will take me after cholent over there to read, and they'll sit fall asleep on me. I don't want to go to sleep, I'll sit him in the bed. No control. Right? So the guy is going to have you go together. The guy's going to sit there. He says he's machnis, he's kedusha into chol, and chol into kedusha. He says, because the whole idea, there's a kasha in Torah. And the kasha has kedua from the Arizal. He was miyageya, he used to schwitz over learning. Why? Because every kasha in Torah is a klipa. And if you don't hold it to answer the kashas, kefiya asher, the Abish gave you, right? And you just take the easy road to things, right? Then you're mischayev in nafshi because the klipa is misarev with kedusha. And a person can only become dovok in Torah and dovok in the Abish, said the Chesed Avram, through the haruvan. And I hate to be, like, I'm not one to give musar, but sometimes balabatsim think, you know, I'm a balabas. So, meila, a guy who's a yeshiv oil, as a horse. Every person, every week, like one, it's a practical suggestion, 1 week there should be one Indian in Torah who's cranked. Let me try to explain this even more. What's the Mizrahs? We speak about Yigiyas HaTorah, right? As a tikkun. Why is Yigiyas HaTorah? So the famous Eglital, everyone knows, Nagdomat Eglital brings from Zayda, the Kotzker, that normal tshuva comes from the heart. Right? Levava Yovan Vishav. Oven HaYadua comes from the Moyach, Yadua. So the heart can't be Masakin over the Moyach. Therefore, if a person heard it, also Gishmaitz, the Hilchos or whatever, that's Masakin also the Moyach. And therefore, it's that's number one. And number two, it's brought in Sforim. In the olden days, people used to fast. We don't fast. We're Shvach. for the Haravanya in Torah is b'mokim yisur. The Klesberg Rebbe once said in the Chepachayim, Chumash Rashi, heard from his father, the Ridniker, who heard from the Elter Fetter, from the Ravigzer of Dukla, who's the brother of the Holy Tevachayim, the holy man. He said, trust me, I've tried all the sigufim known to mankind. He was misagir himself kefarlach. He fasted me Shabbos for Shabbos. He prophet gold yisur. I don't know what these people did, Gilgul, Shelik, whatever. He says, trust me, there's no greater yisurim than horoving on a Gemara Shtetz. Right? So it was brought from from everybody. The Shem Yishvul brings this from the Zeda, the Knights of Chesed from the Kotzker, the Knights of Chesed brings that he heard this Bial Dusay from the commander brings from David Buchach. There's no greater Yisurim than Horu. What's the Yisurim in learning there? Kishvah. Forget the help. One of the things that brought out, especially this time of the year, brought this forum, is the concept, I've discussed this many times, of Ritzifius in learning. Right? What does that mean, practically? You ever, you remember your Bachar Shudeyus, I remember Yeshiva, Shvacha Bachar, whatever. Every once in a while, I decide, I'm going to get stuck into a sugi. And you start, look, it interests you. And you get you start harving. And after Seder, 10 o'clock at night, you go up to the library, lock the door, and you start getting, and you realize at this moment you know nothing. You don't begin to understand. You mully, one kasha brings another kasha, and suddenly everything is clear as mud. But you see, it's a shmaka. Then you start taking this safer, and that safer, and this safer, and then you have a whole pile of sperm, and you're horrifying, and you're trying to figure it out, and nothing makes sense. And you're really schwitzing, and then suddenly the penny drops. I got it. You know, what is the expression?
Pin dropping.
What?
Pin dropping.
No, the penny drops, and now you. Eureka! I got it. Oh. Light bulb moment, call it what you like. And then suddenly you look out the window, and the sun has risen. And you feel like a schmack, they became so immersed in this sugya, they were totally oblivious to the world. 5 hours you were sitting there, 6 hours sitting there, and you were totally oblivious to what's going on. Problem is, I only had that once in a while. So I would have it every day. By tzaddik, it was ma'aseh b'chol yom. You know? The Rebbe, I'll tell you a story of the Rebbe. I'm really sorry. The Rebbe's in once broke her hip. They made in the Rebbe's house an elevator. So one time the Rebbe suddenly came home early, unexpected, and he went straight to his upstairs. We learned a big, tremendous library. Derweile, the Rebbetzin got stuck in the elevator between floors. An old lady, she was feeble, she was frail, but Baruch Hashem, there was a telephone in the elevator, built in case of emergency. So they called, they sent one of the guys, his name is Chaim Baruch Halberstam, he was a bit of a whiz kid with technical things. He knows how to pull the ropes, and he knows how to. The only problem is, when the Rebbe came in, he locked the door from the inside, very uncharacteristically. So now, the only way he could get someone to open the door is by ringing the bell and disturbing the Rebbe. That he didn't want to do. On the other hand, the Rebbe is an old lady, and she's stuck in the. So he's a very sharp guy. He got a big, huge ladder, and he knew where the Rebbe was learning in his room. And the Rebbe's window was open, because the Rebbe liked the cold. He didn't like. So he takes the. I don't mind telling you the stories, thousands of similar stories. Takes the ladder and goes up to the second, the third story, right? And the Rebbe is sitting there with a pile of sforim, with his eyes open, and his head is on his hands, and his heart is thinking and learning. And he's in Brooklyn, you got nothing, you got whatever. It's very scary, you don't want to wait, scare someone. He opens the window very, and he walks right behind the Rebbe with his eyes open, sitting like this, right? And he went and saved the Rebbe, and he explained, asked the Rebbe Mechila, he didn't want to. The Rebbe didn't know a clue what he's talking about. Chinas Meises La'alof. Of Haravanya in Torah is not just every minute, but it's like the Yechpatius, the Simas Lev, that Peshas you're learning, Adam Ki Yom, in fact, the world is dead. And nothing else exists. And you're totally, completely, utterly focused. I just had a cataract operation 2 weeks ago on one eye, right? So the problem is, the glasses now are good for near, I can't see. I have some eyes. So whatever I learn now, I have to take off my glasses. Right? It's such a hizayrus for us. Once you can't look anywhere, and all you can do is focus, when you're learning about Gemara, you're focusing on the Gemara, right? And there's nowhere to look because you can't see anything. Right? It's whatever. When I once had a chavrusa in Kail. It was 4 hours in the morning, and there was not one davar on the table. I remember the stories of people I knew, Rosh Hashivas, who had Havrusa for 3 years in Slabotka somewhere, and they didn't know each other's name. I mean, to sit in Horova without a hefsik. In other words, Ruchayim Shulev is still the classic, you all know it, the Gemara in the door of Dachnun. Rabbi Kiva went to Yeshiva, 12 years. He then comes back and there's a Rosh who's dissuading his wife from, right? What does he do? He goes to the oil, he hears this guy, and she says, what does his wife say, Rochel? If it will be Itayus, delay, if you listen to me, he'd go back to the 12 years. What does Rabbi Kiva do? He goes back. Normally, if you tell the story, don't repeat the story to your wife when you go home, right? Any person looks at the story, yeah. A woman who was mamish muyser nefesh bepoil and lived in agifelig and dachos who can't be shired. And Rabbi Kiva is moider. Rabbi Kiva says she'll leave shalom, right? Come in, have a glass of tea, have a coffee, have a chleisnishwat, piece of cake. Hello, how are you? And then go back for the 12 years. Is the chelaya, right? And the same thing you have the Gemara in Suvis with Reb Chanina ben Chakiloi was at the Shili Yilul of Reb Shimon by Yehoi. So he says, wait for me and we'll go to Yeshiva together after I finish my Sheva Brachos. He couldn't wait. Can you imagine the schus to have Reb Shimon by Yehoi Nasa Odom Nevar Bavurecha to be your Chavrus in Yeshiva? Is the chelaya, says Reb Chaim, the sakona of a hefsik. The yirida in a hefsik is so great that it overweighs the value of having Rosh Hashanah Yehoi Zechavrus. Because the famous mashal of Chaim Shmulevitz says, and others say it also, you have a kettle and you boil it up to mamish kimat, almost boiling point. And you take it off, and you put it back, and keep on it 100 times. You put it back kimat to boiling point, you still don't have yourself a Rosh Hashanah Pinkus. But I don't know much about business, but I know you buy a diamond, it costs you azoy. If it's a 2-carat diamond, it costs you azoy, right? If you get a 10-carat diamond, right? Does a 10-carat diamond cost 10 times that 1-carat diamond cost? No. It costs, yeah. He brings a legend, I don't know where he got it from, that who invented chess? It was some guy who won chess, you know, shachmat. He wanted to impress his king. So he invented this game of chess. So the king was so nispoil, chess, whatever, and clay, okay? He wanted a reward. So the guy was a pig. So he said, you know what? There's 64 spaces in the chessboard. Put down like, look at my emotional, a penny on the first one. And then just double it, 2 pennies on the second one. And then 4 pennies, and 8, and 16, and 30, right? And the king said, yeah, tell him. He made a cheshbon. The guy will be hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars, pounds, whatever, will be if you start doubling. So Prat is, and he found that Shimshon thinks it's a Meiri. I'm incredible Meiri. He says, when a person says, I'm going on a 10-year plan to learn, it's not that year number one I've learned 10%, year number two another 10%. Prat is, the beginning I learn a little bit. The second year I double the first year. So he says, Prat, why did the Chumsoi from the Moshul? Masik such godless and Torah and call Henry Torah because he learned millions of hours of Horavina learning. What are millions of hours? Because when you learn Beretzifius and you don't stop and you put your feet in cold water and that extra hour is so much more, that Hashem Lo Yavodai, now the Rebbe said in Tanya, right, is so much more, that Avodai is not, the 11th mile is so much more than the 10 miles, more. Oyu al kolon biyatzadeh yasaros. Therefore, the fort here is that there was a mashkiya came to the Satmarov, the Rio, and he said, I can't just say Bochum. Bochum is modern, in the more modern yeshivas. In America, they used to go to yeshiva by day, and they used to go to university college by night, Brooklyn College by night. They said, can't just understand a Bochum, right? That by day, I spirit the Masika Satoyro, and by night, I am a Chushuk. What weird. So the Rio said, the Gemara, I said, with the Torah is the Masikos HaTorah, right? And it's Mitayer. But when is it Mitayer? Only if you're immersed completely. Torah, the Rambam says, in the Hilchos Mikvos, that it's symbolic of the Mei Hadas HaTorah. When is a Mikvah Mitayer? Right? If you have one Chut HaSaira outside, you know, the old Square Rebbe used to always say, when he came to America, a certain enigmatic ashprach. In America, in the yeshiva world, we say melikten learn. He particularly liked that expression. Melikten learn is that you're totally submerged in learning. It's the expression of everything else. And that's, by the way, that's what they say in the Sforim Taich. The Bagbag says in Pirkei Avos, Hafeichba, Hafeichba, the Chulibo, Umine loy tozua, she'en luchamita toyevimen. If a person doesn't, it's an interesting trap. If a person doesn't perspire over Torah, you don't schwitz over Torah, is you won't have one midah toiva ultimately to learn from it. Sort of radical trap in the Mishnah, whatever. In other words, that's the idea of retzifius in Torah. He says, what is the word? Retzifius means, what is it in English? No one knows English here.
Continuation.
A better word. Okay, whatever. Yeah, when a person continues to horva without interruption, without stopping, without whatever, right?
Consistency.
More than consistency. It's whatever. Okay. Receivers. Where is the word? The Sefer Tzor HaMoir from the Receivers on Shir HaShirim says when the pasuk speaks about the Beis Hamikdash, Toichoi Rotsuf Ahava. The Receivers teaches Rotsuf Milosham Yikach Ben Echel Rotsuf Ben Ozbeach. I'll tell you for Yisrael, right? It means a fire, like a hell, a coal, something is burning, right? When there's Retzifius in Torah, when a person doesn't stop, and it's continuity, there's this push it, Ibrigevenkeit, right? Yeah? That's a raya that Torah burnt in him. There's a prat from the Tveres Ozeel, B'shem the Magid, the message. He says, there's Arba Ovis Nazikin. Ashoyer, Haboyer, Hamave, Vahel. Right? So the Magatite is Shoyer is Mekub Nishvu Medav. As the Ibn Chaim used to say, Pshat, Kol Chamir, the Chamir, the Iku Bershusi, is the Chalnisid Lechazi. Mezet Nishvu Medav, Mezet Nishvu Medav, yo. Right? That's the Shoyer. Boyer is Pus. Boyer means like a boor, Amar, a boor, empty. It's an empty piece of earth. It's a hole. Right? Push on a person. Mave, Shane, Odom, whatever, that's Taibas Achila, whatever. Hever is Eish, Kas. What is, and these represent, as everybody knows, first Marshal, the Marshal, and Chudjagov, the Bagama, the Dalgolius, whatever, Enkamakun, right? So he brings Shur, Bur, Mave, and Hever is Gimachia 1108, and she brings from the Skol Yereba, the Tamakdovi, and the Sefer is Gimachia Ki Yodol Keis Yudke Milchom El Hashem Amolik Mizardar. The whole Milchom against Amolik, who brings the Krirus, Nasher Korch, and Kol Yisrael, is against these Dal of his, the Dal of his. He says, Gods of Ahavo, with a Manzabach, Tzadi is Gimachia 1109. One more, the koyach to be misgaber on the arba of his nazikin. And that's why Rotsuf also is gematria 376, Shin Ayin Vov, which is the same letters as Esav. Esav Vaiter Amolik puts in the creators and called Yisro. And you know, a person could think that I'm speaking Dvorim like in Himalaya, we're not talking to people sitting learning in Yeshiva. So every Kiyodua people, when there's Kviyas Itim L'Toyra, obviously the importance can't be underestimated, but in that time of Horavanya in Toyra, number one, a person has to learn, whatever, it's an hour, it's like an hour, it's like 10 minutes. I once heard from Avigdor Miller, he used to go to somebody's lectures, cross my feet and listen to it, you know, be amused. But he used to always speak that in Slabotkin, when he was a Bachar, he just tried to have a minute of pure, unadulterated thought that your mind doesn't wander. Right? You ever heard the expression in English, absent-minded professor? The MS's wise people, that's not the professor, the professor has presence of mind, and there is absent-minded to everything else in the world. I always tell people, you have what do you call it again? They do an operation with laser beams today, yeah? How does a laser beam work? If you take energy, light, and you concentrate it, and you're able to focus it on one place, like, I have to give a shiur, a sermon, whatever, actually, I can sit there for 100 hours staring out the window, and this thought, look here, and look here, and have a coffee, and But if I know I have no time, I came back from London at 4 o'clock in the morning this morning, and I had to sit straight to my office and sit and try to put this thing together, shiur together. When you have no time, and you have no, right, you, under pressure, when you have no other, whatever, you're horrible. And you can achieve more in that half hour, which is concentrated, which is focus, which is a laser beam, than 100 hours sitting there and choloming and half awake, half asleep. To be present. When you have a presence of mind, a sense of awareness. And that is the koyach of Rotsuf. And that is the koyach which creates the fire of Torah. And then with Mekuyim the Pasuk, Vaya Beis Yankiv Eishu Beis Yosef Vahavu Beis Yosef Vakash.
You speak.